So day two of the Donegal International Rally has come to an end. The final stage, stage 14, was cancelled. So after 13 outings through the hills of Donegal, it's the Letchermek Award crew, Declan and Brian Boyd, in their Subaru Impreza WRC, who really laid down the marker of leaders today. They have an advantage of 37.2 seconds over last year's winners, Sam Moffat and James O'Reilly, in a Ford Fiesta WRC. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are third overall, some 47.6 seconds adrift. Derek McGarty and James McKee sit fourth overall in their Subaru Impreza. Elsewhere in the international field, Josh Moffat and John Roan and their Mitsubishi have a cushion of around a minute and 13 seconds over Eugene Megan and Sarah Whelan in a similar car. Moffat is fifth, Megan is sixth, and the top six is wrapped up by Stephen McCann and Lisa O'Dowd in a Mitsubishi, who are almost 1.5 minutes behind Megan. As for Darren Gass, he did come out off the final stage today, the second run round Cairnhill, but we're led to believe that he lost around 9 minutes on that stage. Let's now hear from the rally leader Declan Boyle. Despite having an issue with the car second time round Cairnhill, the Letchermek Award crew are very pleased to be in front after the second leg.
We are, the car's on all three and four cylinders there, so I don't know what's wrong with it, whether it's fuel starvation or whatever, but I can't believe we took time out of the boys there and that.
Yeah. Is it a worrying problem, this, in the WRC?
It could be. Hopefully we'll get back into service now after the stage and see. Hopefully the boys will be able to do something with it. Hopefully it's not a passenger or something.
New territory for you tomorrow in a WRC car. You've left Donegal before heading into the final day. What's the plan going to be now for tomorrow, Declan?
I would say, we'll keep it steady for the first one, and hopefully Sam will not take too much out of us, or Darren there as well, and Gary. But the plan is drive hard and sensible and try and obviously stay on the road.
Yeah. Have you felt at any stage pressure today leading this event?
Since yesterday morning, the first stage, pressure the whole way through.
Elsewhere in the national rally, Daniel McKenna and Arthur Cairns in the Ford Escort Mark II have an advantage of 19.8 seconds ahead of the action tomorrow. Last year's winners, Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan, they sit second overall. Connor Harvey and Jared Callan are third in the national rally, a great run by the Letterkenny crew. They're a minute and 38 down, and McPhillips in third. Frank Kelly and Liam Brennan are up to fourth. Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan are fifth overall, and the top six of the national rally is wrapped up by Adrian Hetherington and Gary Nolan. Just to clarify, once again, there was an incident on Stage 12, the first run round Gartan today, where a spectator was involved. We have been told that the injuries sustained are not life-threatening. The driver and co-driver have been given the all-clear by the doctors. The final leg, Sunday tomorrow, will see them tackle six stages, and there's six really big stages: Glen, Atlantic Drive and Fannett. They're three big classics that will be done twice. And those who lead heading into the final day action are Declan and Brian Boyle, them an advantage of over half a minute from Sam Moffat and James O'Reilly, while Daniel McKenna and Arthur Cairns have an advantage of nearly 20 seconds over Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan. The battles at the front of the International Rally are set to continue tomorrow.